What is feng shui interior design? Originating from ancient China, feng means wind and shui means water. In the context of interior design, it is the art and science of arranging buildings, objects, and space to achieve harmony and balance. It is not merely a superstition. It is a system based on the observation of nature. Interior feng shui operates on the premise that our surroundings influence our energy levels, mood, and luck. The goal is to optimize the flow of qi, life force energy, to support the occupant's health, wealth, and relationships. The philosophy, qi, yin, and yang. Qi or qi is the invisible energy that flows through the universe. In a home, you want qi to meander smoothly, like a slow-moving river, rather than rushing straight through, which causes anxiety, or stagnating in corners, which causes lethargy. Yin and yang represent duality. Yin is passive, soft, and quiet, ideal for bedrooms. Yang is active, bright, and loud, ideal for living rooms and home offices. Successful design requires a dynamic balance between these two forces. Pillar 2. The Bagua map, the energy grid. The Bagua is the essential tool used to map the energy of a home. It divides any space, a whole house, or a single room, into 9 zones, each corresponding to a different life aspect. Wealth and abundance. Element, wood, rear left. Fame and reputation. Element, fire, rear center. Love and marriage, element. Earth, rear right, family and community, element, wood, middle left, health and center, element, earth, center, creativity and children, element, metal, middle right, knowledge and wisdom, element, earth, front left, entrance, career and life path, element, water, front center entrance, helpful people and travel, element, metal, front right entrance, how to orient the map. To use the Bagua, imagine a 3x3 grid laid over your floor plan. The golden rule. Always align the bottom row of the grid with the wall containing the main entrance of the room or home. Pillar 1. The 5 elements. The 5 elements, wood, fire, earth, metal, and water, are the building blocks of the physical world. Good design balances these elements to create a harmonious atmosphere. Wood represents growth, vitality, and new beginnings. Decor. Plants, green colors, wooden furniture, columnar shapes. Fire represents passion, high energy, and visibility. Decor. Lighting, candles, red and orange colors, triangular shapes. Earth represents stability, grounding, and nourishment. Decor. Earth tones like beige and sand, square shapes, ceramics, heavy furniture. Metal represents logic, clarity, precision, and efficiency. Decor. Metallic finishes, gray and white colors, round shapes, rocks, and stones. Water represents wisdom, serenity, and emotional connection. Decor. Mirrors. Water features. Glass. Black and dark blue colors. Wavy shapes. Color. Alchemy. Using color by element. Once you have identified the zones using the Bagua map, use color to strengthen the energy of that specific area. Wood, best colors, green, teal, brown, mood, growth, and healing, ideal areas, family and wealth, fire, best colors, red, orange, purple, mood, passion and energy, ideal area, fame, earth, best colors, beige, sand, yellow, mood, stability and nurturing. Ideal areas, health, knowledge, love, metal. Best colors, white, gray, gold. Mood, clarity, and precision. Ideal areas, creativity, and helpful people. Water. Best colors, black and dark blue. Mood, flow, and wisdom. Ideal area, career, universal feng shui, interior design rules. Rule 1, the commanding position. Key furniture pieces, the bed, the desk, and the stove. Should be placed where you can see the door without being directly in line with it. This provides a psychological sense of security and control. Rule 2. Clear the clutter. Clutter stops the flow of energy. A messy space leads to a cluttered mind. Rule 3, pathways. Ensure there are clear paths for walking. If you bump into furniture while walking across a room, the chi is blocked. Rule 4, verticality. Incorporate shapes and lines that draw the eye upward to lift the mood of the space. Practical application. Room by room. The living room. A yang space. Arrange seating to encourage conversation. Avoid placing the back of the sofa toward the entrance. Float furniture away from walls to allow energy circulation. If possible, let a fireplace or artwork be the anchor. Rather than the TV, layer overhead, floor, and table lamps to activate all corners. The bedroom, a yin space. The bed must be in the commanding position with a solid headboard against a wall. Avoid large mirrors facing the bed as they bounce energy and can disturb sleep. Do not store items under the bed. This blocks energy flow while you sleep. The kitchen, health and wealth. Keep the stove clean. It represents wealth. Ideally, you should not see the front door from the stove. Avoid having the stove, fire, directly opposite the sink or fridge, water. If they are opposite, place a green rug, wood, between them to bridge the elements. Beginner's checklist. Declutter. Remove broken or unused items. Command position. Move your desk and bed to face the door. Repair. Fix squeaky doors and leaking taps. Leaking water means leaking wealth. Balance. Add a plant or a lamp to a dark corner. Welcome. Place a cheerful doormat and ensure the front door opens fully. Feng Shui interior design is a powerful tool for transforming a house into a home that supports the inhabitants' goals and well-being. By applying these principles, we create spaces that feel as good as they look. Frequently asked questions. Question: What is the Bagua map and how do I use it in my home? The Bagua map is a 3x3 energy grid used in feng shui to evaluate the energy of a space. It divides any room or home into 9 zones, each representing a different aspect of life, such as wealth, career, and love. To use it, simply align the bottom row of the grid with the wall containing the main entrance of the room. You can then use specific colors and materials, the 5 elements, Hodel, to activate the energy in each zone. Question: What is the commanding position? The commanding position is a foundational feng shui rule. It dictates that the primary piece of furniture in a room, such as the bed, the desk, or the stove, should be placed in a spot where you have a clear view of the door without being directly in line with it. This creates a subconscious sense of safety and control over your environment. Question: Can I apply feng shui rules to a modern minimalist home? Absolutely. Feng shui is not about specific decorating styles or Asian-inspired artifacts. It is about the flow of energy, seer. Qi. A minimalist home naturally aligns with feng shui because it is inherently clutter-free, allowing energy to circulate smoothly.